们特别感谢Karen 评委还有美安
special thanks to our worship team today.
这是我们一个很特别的敬拜的小组。
It's a very special group.
那么特别是 Karen 跟评委呢，他们在过去这一年半的时间一直在帮助教会的做秘书的工作。
Especially for Karen 评委for the past year and a half, he has been serving our church as the church administrator.
那么他们这个月开始呢就不再做了，因为他们马上就要毕业了啊。
And their service ended at the end of May because they are going to graduate in 2 weeks.
那么大家可能大概不知道平常教会办公室要做些什么啊。
You probably have no idea what is the church secretary for.
那么其实有很多琐碎的事情要做的啊。
There are a lot of trivial things.
那我每天都跟他们在一起。工作那段时间可以说是非常的愉快。
I have enjoyed our time working alongside with them.
他们俩也做事情非常的忠心。
And they have been faithful.
我非常感谢他们为教会做出的贡献。
So I want to give special thanks to both of them for their service.
你有什么要说？因为啊，那个Rachel 呢是带他们俩做门徒训练啊。
Rachel has been doing discipleship training with both of them. 确实很感谢神，我看到他们俩在主的里面，在教会的里面有很多的成长，不仅是做学生的工作，然后在教会做秘书的工作，而且做的都很好，都非常认真。好，就像陈牧师说的，看到他们俩非常的 faithful。然后也相信不论他以后去到哪里工作对当地的教会或者是团契都会我觉得神在这里预备训练好他们为了预备他们下一个人生的阶段，所以非常感谢神他们有这样一段时间跟我们在一起，谢谢你们。
Just seeing, I'm very proud to see their growth in the past 4 or 5 years. I think God has prepared them well. No matter where they go, I think in the local church there or fellowship, they're going to be a valuable part there. So I'm very thankful for the time that we spent together at 5C.
Yeah. 我们请你们两位到前面来哈。Rachel 特别为你们准备了两张卡片哈。
Rachel prepared the card, but Pastor Chen prepared the gift cards.
So, no confusion.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're a good team. Okay. 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 Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们再一次的感谢主。
Heavenly Father, we once again we thank you.
因为在生命当中，我们所遇到的一切美好的事情，都是你的恩典。
For the beautiful things that you have placed in our lives, that's your grace.
为你赐给我们这个小小的教会，我们感谢你。
We thank you for this small but lovely church that you give us as a family.
因为我们知道。我们教会虽小，但主你的恩典跟慈爱却是无比的丰盛。
And we see that you have blessed us abundantly with your mercy and your grace in this church.
我们恭敬将今天的敬拜再一次交托你的手中。
And we dedicate today's worship to your hands.
愿主你祝福每一位来到我们当中的。
And may you bless everyone who's here.
愿我们打开神的话语，主你就。亲自的对我们说话。
Lord, open your words and speak to each one of us.
让我们的心每天的都朝向你。
and help us to turn our heart toward you.
让我们的生命可以彰显出耶稣基督的荣光。
So that we can glorify you, Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in our Son Jesus' name.
Amen. 天来把你清理，把前面那张给我放出来。这张照片的话，大家知道这张照片是什么
？You guys know the Cambridge Seven?
哎，我这题目写着剑桥七杰啊。
The Cambridge Seven.
剑桥七杰呢是当时在英国大概一百多年前哈。
It's they're in the UK and this is about more than 100 years ago.
那这七位呢都是剑桥大学的高材生。
They're all Cambridge graduate.
他们受到戴德生在中国开拓内地会的这个激励哈。
And they are all inspired by the ministry of Hudson Taylor in China.
于是呢，他们就决定要去中国宣教。
So they decided that they will become missionaries and went to China.
他们当中每一个人呢，你想都是的家庭啊，不是非常有钱的家庭，就是是个贵族出身的家庭。
And as you can imagine, every single of them are from a very wealthy or very noble family.
那么他们从剑桥毕业之后啊，是有一个美好的前程。
And they have a bright future and prospective as Cambridge graduate.
但是他们决定去中国宣教。
But they decided to go to China for mission.
我们看到这照片中这几个人，他们全部的穿着打扮是什么？
中
是清朝的打扮。
As you can see, the way the clothes, they are dressed in the way as that Chinese in that time.
你们还看不出来，他们后边每个人都有根辫子。
And what you can't see is that their hairstyle is also like Chinese.
不是假的，是真的。
They really had their hair.
完全效法戴德生的样子。
What they did is to imitate Hudson Taylor.
即使当时的洋人认为这些都是个落后的象征，但是他们为了福音的缘故，我向什么人传福音，我就做什么样子的人。
Although some other Westerners think these are not very modern, but they made their mind to minister the Chinese.
所以他们七个人的合影当时在英国就造成了轰动了。
So this picture actually was created quite a scene in UK.
后来他们去了中国，在中国的宣教。当时他们到中国的时候，内地会在中国的宣教士只有130几位。
So when they are arriving in China, there are only about 130 missionaries in the China inland mission.
但是五年之后，这个宣教士的人数就翻了几倍，达到了800多名。
But just in 5 years, their missionaries reached about 800.
所以他们几个人，很多大部分都是除了一位。后来去了非洲做宣教，其他都是终身在中国做宣教。
So only one of them later on went to Africa, but the rest of them stayed in China for the rest of their life.
其中几位是在中国去世。
And a couple of them passed away in China.
他们的孩子受了，后来甚至都去中国做宣教。
And their children also went to China.
所以你看，历史上其实有很多非常杰出的基督徒。
So there are many excellent Christians like them in the history.
那么我们知道他们的生平对于我们的人生是一个很大的激励。
And getting to know their how they lived their lives will be an inspiration for us.
因为他们跟我们一样，本来就是个普普通通的人。
Because they are just ordinary people like us.
但是他们愿意把生命放在神的手上，为上帝所用。
But they dedicated their life to be a vessel for God's use.
结果就活出了一个不同凡响的人生。
So that they lived out an extraordinary life.
就像俗话说的，榜样的力量是无穷的嘛。
So the role model's power is infinite.
所以我们效法这些属灵的先辈。
So let's imitate them.
所以就希望我们的生命同样可以结出这些令人羡慕的。
And hopefully that our life will be similar to them to bear spiritual fruit.
今天我们来看约翰书信的系列，我们就到了约翰三书。
Today we're going to continue our study into the third John.
那这也是封简短的书信。
It's a very short epistle.
那么只有十五节经文。
There are only 15 verses.
但是却记载了三个人的故事。
But it recorded stories of three people.
孔子说，三人行。
Confucius said, there must be my teacher in among three people.
国文学得不错。那么意思我也不用解释了吧，大概还是解释一下吧啊。意思就是说几个人一起走的话，其中必然有一至少有一个人吧可以有我学的东西哈、啊、可以学习的对象。
If there are a couple people walking together, there must be someone that I can learn from.
所以呢这个我们就知道约翰三书这三个人呢，我的题目就叫什么三人行哈。
So the topic, the sermon theme is the tale of three men.
那么约翰三书这三个人物、啊、每一个都是经典。
So the three people, each one of them is classic.
每一个都是经典，都是我们学习可以效法的榜样啊。
And we can follow their example.
不过有的呢，我们是要择善从之。
Some of them we follow their example.
但是有的呢，我们这是要引以为戒。
But others, we take them as a warning.
希望我们今天都学有所获。
So hopefully we can learn something from it.
那也让我们可以活出精彩的人生。
So that we can also live an, a wonderful life.
你有圣经的话，请你打开圣经约翰三书。
Please open your Bible and turn to Third John.
那么我来读第一节到第十五节。
Pastor will read verse 1-14.
Rachel.读英文。
And I'll read it in English.
约翰三书第一章第一节，做长老的写信给亲爱的该犹，就是我诚心所爱的。
The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth.
亲爱的兄弟啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂与灵魂兴盛一样。
Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.
有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。
For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth.
我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大。
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
亲爱的兄弟啊，凡你向客旅之弟兄所行的，都是忠心的。
Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brothers and for the strangers.
他们在教会面前证明了你的爱，你若配得过神，帮助他们往前行，这就好了。
Who have borne witness of your love before the church, if you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well.
因他们是为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所求。
Because they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles.
所以我们应当接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。
We, therefore,out to receive such that we may become fellow workers for the truth.
我曾略略地写信给教会，但那在教会中好为首的丢特菲不接待我们。
I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us.
所以我若去，必要提说他所行的事，就是他用恶言妄论我们，还不以此为足。他自己不接待弟兄，有人情愿接待，他也禁止，并且将接待的弟兄的人赶出教会。
Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds which he does, prating against us malicious words, and not content with that, he himself does not receive the brothers, and forbids those who wish to putting them out of the church.
亲爱的兄弟啊，不要效法恶。只要效法善，行善的属乎神，行恶的未曾见过神。
Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God.
迪米丢行善，有众人给他做见证，又有真理给他做见证，就是我们也给他做见证，你也知道我们的见证是真的。
Demetrius has a good testimony from all and from the truth itself, and we also bear witness, and you know that our testimony is true.
我原有许多事要写给你，却不愿意用笔墨写给你。
I have many things to write, but I do not wish to write to you with pen and ink.
但盼望快快地见你，我们就当面谈论。
But I hope to see you shortly, and we shall speak face to face.
愿你平安，诸位朋友都问你安，请你替我按着姓名问诸位朋友安。
Peace to you, our friends greet you, greet the friends by name.
所以约翰三书其实跟二书啊有很密切的联系啊。
So the third John actually is closely related to the second John.
那我们查考过二书，我们知道二书主要是讲的真理和仁爱之间的关系。
So as we study second John, it's about truth and love.
那么约翰警告说不可以接待假教师。
So John warned against receiving false teachers.
那么而约翰三书呢，却是恰恰相反，约翰是勉励说你们要接待这些宣教士。
So the third John talks about the opposite side to encourage them receive the missionaries.
那么真理跟仁爱仍然是这卷书的主题。
So love and truth is still the theme of this book.
那么各出现了六次。
And the both appeared six times.
但是不同的是，它是通过描写这三个人物，把这真理跟仁爱的关系活生生的摆在我们面前。
So it reflects and illustrates the truth and love by describing three characters.
那么显然呢，这两卷书可能是先后完成的啊。
So it is likely that these two epistles were completed sequentially.
有可能是同时送达教会。
Or maybe delivered to the church at the same time.
因为约翰二书呢是写给教会的书信啊。
The second John is an epistle to the church.
那么约翰三书呢是写给个人的书信。
The third John is the letter to an individual.
那么全书大概可以分成三部分哈。
So the whole book can be divided into three parts.
第一节第八节是作者问安并且赞扬该友。
Verse 1-8, the author greets and praises Gaius.
那么第九节第十节是警告这个丢特菲哈。
Verse 9-10 is a warning against Diotrephes.
那么11-15呢，就是推荐迪米丢，然后就是这个信的结尾。
Verse 11-15 recommends Demetrius and the endings of the letter.
那么主题经文是在第八节。
The key verse is verse 8.
第八节说，所以我们应该接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。
We therefore ought to receive such that we may become fellow workers for the truth.
所以这是保罗讲到接待的一个最重要的根据，就是什么？一同为真理做工。
It's to become fellow workers for the truth.
所以我们先简单的介绍一下这三个人物，好吧？
So let's briefly introduce these three persons.
那这个写信的呢？开首他是说做长老的。
The beginning of the letter says the elder.
那么我们都知道这个做长老的就是使徒约翰。
We know that is Apostle John.
那么这跟约翰二书是一样的。
Similar to the second John.
那么他亲自写信给该友啊。
He himself write this letter to Gaius.
那么从这篇信的内容，我们可以看到说这个作者跟这个收信人之间的关系是非常好的。
And it indicates that the author and the recipients of this letter has a very close relationship.
所以该由呢很可能就是这个教会的一个领袖。
So Gaius might be a church leader.
他应该不是只是普普通通的一个信徒而已。
He was probably not just an ordinary believer.
那这个该由呢和那个丢特菲呢，他们两个应该是在同一个教会。
So the Gaius and Diotrephes might be in the same church.
那么丢特菲呢，他 在教会里的权力好像是蛮大。
Diotrephes obviously had a high position in the church.
那显然这是大权独揽。
And he had a lot of power.
那么接下来，约翰又提到了迪米丢这个人。
Then Demetrius.
那迪米丢很可能呢是一个宣教士。
He might be a very likely is a missionary.
那么约翰写这封信的目的，就是向该犹来推荐迪米丢。
And the purpose John wrote to Gaius is for him to receive Demetrius.
那么希望他可以接待迪米丢。
And to receive him to their church.
那我们知道说，关于这个丢特菲的这个行为，他可以把这个接待的人赶出教会，就知道为什么约翰要特别的嘱咐该犹。
So that's why, because Diotrephes drove those who received missionaries out of the church.
好，那这样的话，我们大概会分两次来思考约翰三书哈。
So we're gonna break this study of Third John into two parts.
今天我们来看，只是看收信人该犹。
Today we're gonna study about Gaius.
那么下一次我们来看另外两个人物。
And next time we'll look at the other two persons.
其实圣经啊记载了很多的人物。
Bible recorded a lot of people.
我们中文主日学呢最近这个好像今年都在查考圣经的人物啊。
Our Chinese Sunday School is learning about different people in the Bible.
圣经我第一次问大家的问题，圣经里有多少个人物？
How many people are there recorded in the Bible?
每一个人猜对。就是猜的最接近的那个人怎么样，也跟那个实际的数字差好几倍哈。
Nobody even get a close answer.
圣经里有名无名的大概有3000多个人物。
There are about 3,000 people who are famous or unknown.
那么圣经呢，就是很多是描写了他们的成功。
And the Bible describes either their success,
也记载了他们的失败
or their failures.
但是研读每一个人物的目的就是为什么？让我们从他们的成功跟失败当中能够吸取教训。
The purpose that we learn about their stories is for us to learn from their examples.
所以圣经从来不避讳这些个伟大的属灵人物，他们有失败的地方，一定给他记下来。
So the Bible never hides the failures of those famous successful people.
所以我有一次带领一群年轻的人，让他们查考亚伯拉罕生平。
One time I led a group of young people to learn about Abraham.
虽然他们没有读圣经读过很多，但亚伯拉罕的名字还是听说过的。
They didn't know much about the Bible stories, but they do know Abraham.
不过一查亚伯拉罕生平，他说啊，亚伯拉罕就是这个样子的。
And they were astonished, like, what? Abraham did this?
Yeah, 这就是圣经记载人物的目的。
That's the, exactly the purpose.
为的是让我们学习嘛。
For us to learn.
可能有人会说，哎呀，圣经记载这些人都2000年前的事情了，这跟我们有什么关系啊？
And maybe you'd say, all these are 2000 years ago. How does I relate to them?
虽然现代社会啊，这个可以说是奇风异彩啊。
Although the modern society is it's very different.
那么我们的科学技术也是日新月异
，and it's advancing in science and technology.
但是人类所面临的那些试探，所面对的那些问题，其实都没有改变。
But the challenges and temptations that human beings face have not changed much.
一共就那老三样。
So the three.
大家还记得不记得？我们在约翰一书中学过的。
What we learned.The challenges.
第一个是什么？肉体的情欲。
The lust of the flesh.
第二个，眼目的情欲。
The lust of the eyes.
第三个，今生的骄傲。
And the pride of life.
约翰一书2:16，就这三样。
That is recorded in First John.
没有人逃得过。
Nobody can get away.
世界上转来转去，就这些样，我们。都没有办法胜过。
And we are all trapped in these three times.
所以我们查考这人物，就是希望有好的榜样，我们就要学习哈。
So we want to examine their good examples.
那么有失败的地方，我们就要吸取教训。
And to learn from their failures.
以前有一个圣经的学者，他叫H.E. Robinson.
There used to be a Bible scholar. His name is H.E. Robinson.
他是研究新约的，蛮有名的一个学者。
And his research focused on the New Testament.
有一次，他在这个杂志上发表了一篇文章。
Once he published an article.
这篇文章就是评论约翰三书当中这个丢特非这个人物。
Where he comments on Diotrephes.
这个文章发表之后呢，这个杂志陆续收到了很多教会的来信。
And then the magazine received a lot of letters from the audiences.
所以其中呢，有25个执事写信给这个杂志说，我们取消订阅。
And then there are 25 deacons sent letters says we will unsubscribe from magazine.
因为这个文章呢有人身攻击的嫌疑哈。
Because you criticize these people.
攻击他觉得对他们自己啊这个什么这个就是说为什么会丢特非这个人物我们大家会比较不太熟悉哈。
So that's why we probably are not familiar with Diotrephes.
因为你要请外面的讲员，从来不会有人讲丢特非这个人物的。
Not many speakers will talk about him.
啊，他这次讲了，下次就甭想再来了。
Preach about it, it's hard to have them again.
好，那我们今天不讲丢特非哈，讲该由。
We're going to talk about Gaius.
那么我们先来看该由哈，在这个短短的十五节经文当中啊。
So in the short 15 verses,
那么约翰呢是赞赏了该由的善行。
John praised Gaius' good deeds.
该由，约翰五次提到该由是什么？是亲爱的。
John addressed Gaius as my dear 5 times.
说第一节讲到亲爱的。
Verse 1,
又说我诚心所爱，讲亲爱的还不够，还要再加重一句。
Whom I love.
然后第二节、第五节，还有第十一节，又陆陆续续讲到亲爱的兄弟啊。
And then verse 5 and 11 also says, my dear brother.
可见他们的关系非常的密切啊。
Showing that they have very close relationship.
那么，约翰对该由的溢美之词啊，毫不吝啬啊。
And John is so generous about his compliments to Gaius.
所以约翰祝福该由，在第二节说。我愿你怎么样？凡事兴盛，身体健壮。
John blessed Gaius in verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health.
有人说，这个是不是太不属灵了？上来就先祝福他一切都顺利，还要身体好。
Isn't this a little bit unspiritual?
但是我们注意到后面一句哈。
But note the later sentence.
正与你的灵魂兴盛一样
，as your soul prospers。
所以，这个是属灵的兴盛跟身体的健壮，其实都是有关系的啊。
So the physical fitness is related to spiritual prosperity。
那么，如果没有灵魂的兴盛的话，我想那个凡事兴盛跟身体健壮，就不知会出现什么样的问题了啊。
So the physical prosperity and health are meaningless without spiritual prospers.
你想，我们有一个健壮的身体，但是没有一个很好的灵性，那就不会干什么好事。
Imagine that if you're physically fit, but you don't have a good spirituality, then probably won't do any good deeds.
但是同样对该由也是一样啊。
And for Gaius, the same thing.
如果他属灵兴盛，但他身体不行，他也做不了事情，对不对？
If he is spiritually, he prospers, but with a weak physical body, he couldn't do much.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们求神祝福我们手上所做的事一切顺利，身体健康，都没有错的。
So it is, there is nothing wrong to pray for blessings that God established the work of our hands and bless us with good health.
只要我们灵魂兴盛，我们所做的事都是神所喜悦。
As our spirit prospers, on everything we do is pleasing to God.
我们看到有三个赞美之词。
There are three compliments.
第一个，约翰说他是有爱心。
The first is love.
那么在第六节就说到说，他们在教会面前证明了你的爱。
they witnessed your love in the church.
那么该由呢是热心的接待过往的宣教士。
Gaius warmly received the missions.
因为当时的宣教士呢都是遵从耶稣的命令。
So missionaries at that time followed what the teaching of Jesus.
他们出门不会带过多的食物跟银钱。
They went out to preach without bringing too much food.
所以到哪里人家接待就住，人家不接待就不住。
So they depend on whoever receives them.
人家给吃的就吃。
Whoever feeds them.
不能嫌饭菜不好。
They cannot pick on what kind of food.
那么起来就走，还不要多拿人家的东西哈。
And they don't take anything from those who receive them.
所以这个是跟当时的宗教啊是有很大的对比啊。
So this is a very sharp contrast with other religions.
那么其他的宗教呢，其实都跟佛教一样出去化缘的嘛哈。
So other religions they do take the stuff from people.
有一个史书就记载呢，有一个人呢，他是侍奉一个叙利亚的女神哈。
So there was a documented story those who served a Syrian goddess.
所以他就到处去走去要求施舍。
And then they go around the area to ask for donations.
那么他这个走了一圈下来啊，这个史书记载。他带回来七十袋的银钱啊。
And the result is that they got a donation of 70 bags of gold.
但是这个我为了福音奉耶稣的名才出去的宣教士完全不是这个样。
But those who were sent in the name of Jesus is not like that.
那么第二个词来形容该由的在第五节。
The second compliment to Gaius is in verse 5.
乃是说，凡你向做客旅之弟兄所行的，都是忠心的。
What you did to the traveling missionaries are faithful.
所以该由做这些事情是非常忠心。
Gaius is very faithful.
不但对神忠心。
Not only to God.
那么对所有过往的这些个宣教士也是忠心的。
But to those, also to those who are passing missionaries.
所以他在众人当中都有美好的见证。
So he has a good testimony among the church.
你看第三节、第六节两次提到了他的见证。
Which is also mentioned in verse 3 and 6.
那么第三个词则是真理。
The third compliment is truth.
则是出现在出现了四次啊。
Which appeared four times.
我们来看。第一个是说他心里存的真理，在第三节。
Verse 3 says, you kept the truth in your heart.
那么又说你爱真理而行。
You act according to the truth.
第四节又重复说按真理而行。
You act according to the truth.
那么后面又特别的讲到第八节，就说同为真理做工。
Verse 8 to become the fellow workers for the truth.
所以同为真理做工
to become fellow workers for the truth.
所以我们当接待这样的人的时候
So when we receive these people
我们便在他们的善工上有份
We become partakers for their good work.
所以弟兄姐妹当我们参与这些宣教士的工作的时候
When we become part of the ministries of those missionaries
可能有一天我们将来到了天上的时候，我们见到会有从非洲来的基督徒说：“哎呀，我来谢谢你，你在我这个福音得救上，你有一份功劳。”
So in eternity, when we meet in heaven, there might be someone from Africa says, "Thank you, so that I can I know about gospel."
可能有人从拉丁美洲来的信徒也过来跟你握手说：“我要谢谢你。”
Or those from Latin America will come and give thanks to you.
因为你在我得救的事情上有份。
Because you become part of my salvation.
你说我从来没去过非洲啊，我也没有去过拉丁美洲短宣啊。
And you might say I've never been to Africa or Latin America.
但弟兄姐妹，我们如果支持这些个去外面宣教的宣教士的话，我们就等于在他们做的这些善工上有份。
But if you have supported any missionary, you are partakers of the ministry.
由此可见呢、啊。 我们看到该由啊，就是仁爱与真理完美结合的一个典范。
So Gaius is a great model for the combination of love and truth.
那我们怎么去效法该由呢
？So how should we imitate him?
首先，我们应当有爱心哈。
First we should have love.
那么接待他人呢，这个是非常要有爱心的啊。
Receiving others, you have to have a lot of love.
若是没有爱心的话，你接待一次还可以，那接待时间久了都不行的。
If you don't have love, you may do it once, but you won't last long.
那么除了有爱心之外，我们还要心存真理。
But also you have to keep the truth in your heart.
因为我们要知道说我们怎么样去，哪些人去接待，怎么样去接待。
We have to be able to discern what kind of people we want to welcome, for those of whom we don't receive them.
那以前有一个人他听了，可能是听到这个要接待的信息了哈。
There was a person who heard about the message about receiving.
于是他回家路过的时候，就把一个无家可归的人随便带上车，带到他家，给他提供住处。
So on their way home, they just picked up the random homeless people to their home.
那你就知道后面的结果是怎么样的哈。
So you know what may happen.
那么他的东西被抢了，他人身受到伤害了，等等，后面的事情都发生。
She suffered a lot of loss from that.
这是有爱心，但是没有真理。
That's with love, but there's no truth.
神告诉我们，你应该去怎样的接待人。
God told us how you should receive.
那么在我们现在这个时代啊，像该柔那种接待宣教士的情况已经不太存在。
So the way Gaius received missionaries are no longer applies to today.
那么我们大概偶尔的会有一次客座讲员呐、宣教士，像上周这个有这个 Scott Meyer 他们来跟我们来分享啊。
So we occasionally receive missionaries like last week with Scott Meyer.
但是呢，我想基督徒要有接待的这个品德还是很重要。
But I think it's so important for Christians to have this quality of have the hospitality.
即使现在在美国的教会啊，我们有教会、有教堂、有地方，但是家庭的聚会也是必不可少的啊。
Even though we have church and facilities, but it is so important to have for family to open up.
特别是有时为了福音的缘故，我们邀请福音朋友他来教会。他可能不太愿意来。
Especially when we try to reach out do evangelism, they may not feel comfortable to directly come to church.
那么你邀请他来到家里，他可能会比较容易了。
That they might be more open to go visit someone's home.
所以这个开放家庭在教会历史上一直直到现在也是，都是必不可少。
So opening up the family is an important element of the church history.
所以鼓励我们当中的弟兄姐妹愿意打开自己的家庭，来开放家庭，广结善果。
So we encourage brothers and sisters open your home to evangelize.
我们也特别感谢像关丽跟玛丽莎他们就开放他们的家庭给外聘这个小组来聚会。
Like 关丽 and Melissa opened their home to the YP group.
那么其实是很多的麻烦。
Actually involves a lot of inconvenience.
但是我觉得是有很多的祝福的。
But also comes with a lot of blessings.
好，接下来我们来想，为什么基督徒要行善？
Then the third point is why do Christians do good?
因为行善这是真理。
Because this is truth.
所以我们要行善。
So that's why we do it.
这是神的命令，所以我们要行善。
That's God's commandment.
因为我们既知道我们所有的一切都是神给我们的恩赐啊。
We know that everything we have is from God.
我们就没有什么不愿意拿出来跟人家去分享。
So there shouldn't be anything that we don't want to share with others.
其实我们有能力能够跟人家分享我们自己的东西，这本身就是神的祝福。
It is a blessing itself to be able to share something with others.
而且呢这种分享的过程中，就是你从神那里领受更多祝福的机会。
And this is also the opportunity, where you can receive more blessings abundantly from God.
所以，基督徒乐善好施呢，是我们跟随基督的 一个主要标记。
So generosity and hospitality is a key mark of Christ followers.
那基督徒行善呢？跟其他人行善有什么不一样呢？
How is Christians hospitality different from other people?
那就有本质不同。
There's a fundamental difference.
其他的宗教也都行善。
Other religions also do good.
可能有的时候比我们做得更好。
They probably do it better than us.
但是他们行善是为了积德。
But their purpose is to accumulate benefits.
不管是为他自己积德，还是为子孙后代积德。
For themselves or for their children.
不知道他是为了积阳德还是积阴德。
For this life or for afterlife.
反正都是说我要会好的。
But for their own benefits.
但基督徒行善是出于感恩的心。
The Christian do good because of gratefulness.
不是因为将来上帝要给我们什么，上帝给我们的已经定了啊。
It's not for something that we want.
乃是我们突然间看见，哦，原先神给我们的这些都是神的，我原先都可以拿出来给神，跟他人去分享。
But being motivated to share the grace and mercy.That we receive from God.
尤其是我们如果在福音上能够使一个失丧的灵魂得救的话，啊，我想这个从神从天上而来的喜乐是没有任何东西可以相比。
Especially the joy, that when we share the gospel and be part of other people's salvation.
那么今天我们如何行善呢
？So how can we do good today?
就像该有所行的，我们有接待。仍然是基督徒的重要的一个品德之一哈。
So hospitality, like Gaius, is still an important quality.
所以这不仅是教会的需要，而且对我们的属灵生命也是有帮助。
The church needs it, and our spiritual life also needs it.
因为通过接待他人，使我们不再把这些物质上的东西我们抓住不放。我们知道，哦，这些东西是神给我们，我们可以拿回去。
By receiving others, they help us to.Become less dependent on wealth or materials.
所以有时候需要我们迈出这个信心的一步。
So we need to take the leap of faith.
那我们教会，我们今年教会的宣教，我们支持了四位宣教士。
So this year our church is supporting four missionaries.
那这个是我们从来没有过的。
We've never done anything like this.
我们社会在讨论的是，我们都不知道说我们教会。能不能有这么多的钱去支持那么多的宣教士？
We wasn't sure whether or not we are financially capable to support four missionaries.
但是我们凭着信心往前走。
But we took the leap of faith.
大家知道，经过这个疫情的话，很多教会是在削减它的预算呢。
You know that a lot of churches cut their budget after the pandemic.
你知道很多的宣教士他们是首先被削减的，对不对
？And the missionary support are cut.
很多。宣教士拿的从教会拿的越来越少
and they're receiving less and less support from the church.
但是我们教会却给的更多
but we as a church are supporting them more.
为什么？因为我们看到了神的祝福
because we see the blessing coming from God.
所以款待他人呢是神给我们的恩赐
so being hospitable to others are grace.
这也是上帝赐给我们这样的一个美好的礼物
it's a gift from God.
但是呢有人就是说，是不是既然是能接待他人有恩赐，就让那些有恩赐的人去做吧
？You might be wondering if receiving others is a gift, then let those who have these gifts to do it.
反正我们也知道我们当中谁有这样的恩赐。
Because we already know who is gifted in that area.
但是我想不应该是这样的哈。
I don't think it works that way.
那么，因为这种是每个人都可以做的。
Because every one of us can do this.
那么当然只有说有特别有一些恩赐的人他们可能是做得更好更出色而已。
And those might do better, who are especially gifted.
那么我们教会的弟兄姐妹在这方面确实是做得非常出色的。
I think our church did a wonderful job in receiving each other.
那我在这做牧师做了几年你们都很好的接待我是不是
And since my pastorship here, you've all received me very well.
所以我将来见了主的面带你们带他面前说你们的都是好话
So when I see our Lord Jesus I'll put all good words for you guys
我不单是站在台上说你们的好话
I'm not only like when I'm on a stage
我下了台也说你们的好话
But also I speak good things about
在人前我讲你们的美德
In front of people
在人后我也 夸赞你们的善行。
And also to our God.
所以弟兄姐妹应该继续在这方面怎么样再接再厉。
So I'd encourage you to continue to do the good work.
今天我们研读了约翰三书，我们看到了该犹的这个经历哈。
So today we studied the third John and learned the example of Gaius.
那么基督徒款待他人会有一个美好的果效。
So we're going to bear good fruits by showing hospitality to others.
接待他人不但可以帮助他人。
Receiving others not only help them.
而且可以在他们这些做善工的人身上我们跟他们一起同工。
But also be part of their ministry.
而且对我们属灵生命的成长也是有益处。
Also help us to grow spiritually.
所以我们要好好的操练怎么样的开放家庭。
So we have to exercise how to open up our home.
因为我们的教会今年的和明年的主题都是一个，大家还记得不记得？
Do you remember the theme of church for this year?
不记得，打开你的周报。
Open your bulletin.
在周报的这个讲到大纲底下还有，对，同心合意，怎么样？兴旺福音。
Is to preach the gospel in one accord.
如果我们没有开放家庭的话，兴旺福音是很难做得到啊。
It's hard to achieve that goal if we don't have family who are willing to open up.
特别是现在我们这个不是自己的教堂嘛，我们是借用人家美国的教堂的地方啊。
Especially we're renting the facilities.
那么很多的使用实际上不是很方便的。
So there are inconvenience.
所以我们现在都在祷告，说我们教会打算做学生的事工啊。
So we're praying and feel like we want to minister to the students.
因为我们现在只剩两位学生，他马上就要毕业了。
As you can see, we only have two college students who are going to graduate.
我们希望有家庭可以出来开放。
So we're praying for a family who is willing to open.
但是开放学生做学生工作非常不容易的。
It is not easy to minister to students.
因为那要每个星期都要开放。
That means you have to open your family every single week.
年轻人有很多的能量，他们可以干到很晚的。
And the students are very energetic, so they can be late.
所以我们相信说，把这个放在祷告当中哈。
So we continue to pray.
我们求神来供应有这样的家庭在我们当中乐意做，我们才可以做学生的事。
That God will move among us to have to prepare a family like that.
我以前在德州住的时候啊，我曾经去访问过 Texas A&M 大学 University， 叫农工大学。
When I was in Texas, I used to visit the Texas A&M.
那个学校在 College Station 哈。
It located in the College Station.
那个很小的一个 town 哈，比我们这个 Slo 还要小。
It's a tiny, small college town.
因为只有一条街，从这边开到那边哈。
There is only one street.
我这一踩油门，稍不有留意的话，已经出城了哈。
And it's very easy to get out of town.
我刚下福利位，我怎么就出城了呢？
I just got out of the freeway and then I'm on it again.
里面有一个教授，陈教授啊，他名字叫 Andrew Chen 啊。
There is a professor there, Andrew Chen.
那么他在那里面做教授，他就做学生的工作。
And he involved in the student ministry.
他跟他太太两个人啊。
And he and his wife.
他们几十年都在那个地方做学生工作。
And they've ministered to the students for decades.
每个星期五晚上，肯定为学生预备非常可口的中国饭菜。
Every Friday night, they would prepare a feast of Chinese food.
那么这个教授的太太也有一个工作，是本来他是做这个药剂师的啊。
His wife used to work as a pharmacist.
那么他星期一，他都有星期一做好的牛肉放在冰箱。
So she started to prepare for the food. Monday is for the beef.
星期二做好了饺子放在冰箱。
And Tuesday prepared dumplings.
星期三做好了什么放在冰箱。
And on Wednesday another dish.
星期五拿出来怎么样？热一热，赶快弄一弄就。给学生预备吃
的。And just to make sure that on Friday we have enough food for all the students.
弟兄姐妹，他们做了不是一年两年，而是几十年这样做。
Not only for a year or two, but for a few decades.
一个美好的见证啊。
A very beautiful example.
我相信将来他们在天上所收获的，就远超过马斯克。
I know the reward that in eternity is bigger than.
不要看他现在是亿万富翁哈。
And you see the billionaires on the earth.
愿这些好的榜样能够激励我们前行。
And may us be encouraged by these good, beautiful testimonies.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们为所学到该有的榜样。我们献上感谢。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the testimony of Gaius.
求主你赐福我们的教会。
And we ask you to pray our church, to bless our church.
也让我们的弟兄姐妹在你面前所摆上的，都同样有美好的果效。
For everything that we bring in front of you, Lord, establish our work.
也求主你激励我们的心。
And inspire us.
让我们同心合意，兴旺。
So that we can preach the gospel in one accord.
愿福音在整个中岸地区能够广泛的传开。
Pray that the gospel will reach out to the whole central coast.
更多未信的人因着我们的努力可以得到主的恩典。
And pray that the salvation may fall upon many more because of us.
恳求主你让我们在你的事工上有份。
I pray that help us to be a part of this beautiful ministry.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的圣名而求。
Pray in some Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.